Please remain standing for the scripture reading.
我仍然站立，我一齊讀經。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Habakkuk, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4.
我們的經文來自哈巴谷書第二章第一到第四節。
We'll first read this together, first in English and then in Chinese.
我們先用英文，然後用廣東話讀出。
Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 1.I will take my stand at my watchpost and station myself on the tower and look out to see what he will say to me and what I will answer concerning my complaint. And the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end, it will not lie.If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Behold, his soul is puffed up. It is not upright within him, but the righteous shall live by his faith.
哈巴谷書第二章第一到第四節，我哋一齊讀。第一節，我要站在守望所，站在望樓上觀看，看耶和華對我說什麼話。我可用什么话向他诉怨？他对我说：将这默示明明的写在板上，使读的人容易读。因为这默示有一定的日期，快要应验，并且去放。虽然延迟，还要等候，因为必然临到，不再迟疑。加勒底人自高自大，心不正直。为义人因信得生。
God bless the reading and hearing of His word. Please.
愿神祝福读同埋听话语嘅人。
The title of Pastor Wilson's message is "Faithful Waiting and Living Part Two."
系条牧师今日嘅题目系啊，凭信心等待同埋活着呢个福音。
We've been looking at this very brief Old Testament book, Habakkuk.
如果你一直係同我一齊係敬拜嘅，你知道我一直係睇緊呢本好短嘅書，叫做《哈巴谷書》。
And just by way of review, Habakkuk is a book about how to handle and face evil times.
咁呢個《哈巴谷書》講到就話，究竟喺呢個困難、喺邪惡嘅時代，我哋點樣樣面對咧？
Now it'd be naive for us to think.That we are in evil times.
咁如果你啊，如果你覺得啊，我哋唔喺呢個時候，咁係一個好無知嘅想法。
Yet we would be remiss if we didn't consider that we were in evil times.
咁如果你唔覺得我哋係一個邪惡嘅時代，係一個好無知嘅想法。
For certainly, the events of the last several years have shaken us.
咁喺過去呢幾年，世界上面發生嘅事啊，都好對好多人都係一個震撼。
And what's on the horizon doesn't appear too prosperous either.
咁喺啊好多嘅情形睇，亦都唔係一個好富庶嘅時候。
You know, one of the things that the scripture helps us is it gives us a proper Christian worldview.
咁其實聖經俾我哋睇到一個好正確一個基督徒嘅世界觀。
Because often we are deceived.By the things that we observe and the things that the world tells us.
咁但好多時候我哋都俾呢個世界，俾呢個嘅講法去欺騙咗。
Often we're deceived in thinking that things normally get better and better, that our children will have it better than us.
好多時候我哋都會錯誤咁樣以為啊，覺得呢個世界會係啊越嚟越好啊，或者我哋嘅兒女啊，佢哋會過比較好嘅日子。
But if you just look at history, and more importantly, look at the scriptures, look at Habakkuk, Job, the Lament Psalms, you'll realize the Bible says otherwise.
咁但係如果你睇下呢個嘅哈巴谷書，你睇下約伯記，睇下呢個詩篇或者其他嘅哀歌，你睇呢個世界唔係好似呢個世界所講，唔係呢個世界所講嘅咁樣樣。
give you a sliver. Again, I'm not a history teacher like this gentleman here, but just give you a sliver of history from 1910 to 1945. It was a terrible time.
咁但係如果我睇下歷史，1910年到1945年係世界一個好困難嘅時候。
As I described last time, there were people starving in Europe after World War II.
喺呢個第二次世界大戰之後，好多人係餓死街頭。
The people in the Western world were thinking, "How are we going to handle? How are we going to rebuild? How are we going to handle this? All this recovery?"
咁啲喺歐洲好多人都會喺度懷疑，我哋點樣樣可以喺呢啲困難裏邊去重新恢復過嚟咧？
And evil times came upon us for decades.
咁但好多時候困難嘅時候係幾十年咁幾十年咁樣過。
Just check it out. In the history books, things did not get better.
但如果睇翻歷史書，好多時候困難嘅情況冇過去咗。
So it's not normal. It's not.To be assumed that things will get better.
所以我哋唔可以假定，亦都假設明天係會更好。
And the reason I bring that up to you, and the reason why we're looking at Habakkuk is a very practical reason.
咁再點解我覺得睇哈巴谷書係一個好實在、好實際嘅原因
？Will you be ready, whether we're evil times or not? Will you be ready to handle it?
無論呢個世代係點樣樣，會係點樣邪惡。究竟你係咪準備好呢
？See, God is working, and there are ways for you to face it.
神喺度工作，去準備，去預備你嘅信心，去面對呢一切嘅嘢。
And that's the reason why we're going to look, and we have been looking at this brief, short book in the Old Testament.
亦都呢個原因，點解我一直喺度睇緊哈巴谷書
？Now we already saw last time in the context of a prayer.Of Habakkuk that he's complaining to God.
咁我哋上個星期睇到就話哈巴谷向神喺度訴冤。
He said, "Look at all this evil. Look at all this suffering upon Israel. Where God is allowing this to happen to our society."
佢問神，佢話：你睇下呢個以色列人所面對嘅邪惡，一切嘅事，你點解會容許呢啲事喺以色列人嘅身上發生咧
？Just like Habakkuk, us the reader.Of this Old Testament book, we're taken back because God's response is it's going to get worse.
咁神嘅反應就話呢一切會係更加差。
I'm going to bring the wicked Babylonians to destroy you.
神話我會將呢個邪惡嘅巴勒底人將佢帶嚟去摧毀你哋。
They're going to invade your country.
佢哋會侵略你嘅國家。
And Habakkuk, it's going to get bad.
佢話一切會係更加嘅壞。
I'm even more confused and upset now, says Habakkuk. God, why?
咁住阿巴谷話：神，你有冇搞錯啊？點解啲嘢會越嚟越差嘅
？And then we noted last time that Habakkuk respectfully and honorably waits to hear from God in the context of his prayer.
但係哈巴谷嘅反應就係佢不斷喺度好有信心。帶住祈禱嘅心去等待神。
And I made it a point last time to point out to you that Habakkuk is praying despite the bad circumstances.
無論個情況係幾壞都好，哈巴谷繼續嘅去祈禱。
He's looking to the Lord despite the fact that he's upset and complaining.
縱使向神去訴冤，佢對神好多係不滿，但哈巴谷依然係不住嘅向神禱告。
That brings you up to date to what we spoke of last time. Now let's look at today, verse 4.
咁我哋今日睇下第四節。
And it's not, I'm not, I think, overplaying this. Verse 4 of Habakkuk chapter 2 is one of the most important verses in the Holy Scriptures.
咁呢個嘅哈巴谷書嘅第二章第四節容許我講。我會覺得係聖經裏面一段好重要嘅經節。
If you're familiar with the entire Bible, you'll know the Apostle Paul refers to the content of verse 4 in the book of Romans and in his letter to the Galatians.
咁喺呢個嘅羅馬書同埋加拉太書，使徒保羅都去引用重複呢一句嘅説話，呢一段嘅經節呢句説話。
It was mentioned by the author of the Hebrews in Hebrews chapter 10.
咁喺呢个希伯来书嘅作者第十章都有讲到。
The righteous will live by his faith.
佢讲到话为义人因信得生。
And God is saying to the prophet Habakkuk, be patient, wait, wait on me.
佢话你要有呢个嘅耐性去等待神。
Habakkuk, be unconditionally obedient to me, wait.
佢話：哈巴谷，你要不住嘅啊，你要完全嘅去信靠我，要等待。
In other words, God is pleading with Habakkuk, commanding him to say, exercise your faith. Exercise your faith in this life situation.
佢話：哈巴谷，你要使用你嘅信心，你要行出你嘅信心出嚟。
And as we see on slide two, the Apostle Paul and the Hebrew writers are right.
I'm sorry.
As you also see on slide two, the Apostle Paul and the author Hebrews writers are also right.
咁呢個保羅同埋希伯來嘅作者係啱嘅。
Because faith is not just stoically holding on to God.
信心唔係淨係話你去揸住神。
Instead of looking at the circumstances that surround us, faith is relying. Relying on what? The redemptive purposes of God for your life, for this life.
與其去睇我哋身邊我哋嘅環境，信心就話我哋要依靠神，依靠呢個福音呢個拯救嘅大能。
Or to put simply, your faith is relying on the good news of the gospel.
你嘅信心係在乎於福音講緊啲咩嘢。
In other words, instead of looking at the circumstances,
與其睇你嘅環境
，getting depressed as you listen to the news daily.And being affected by it.
與其你去聽呢個收音機，聽呢個傳媒啊，講到每一日啊，究竟世界情況有幾差
？You're to trust, have faith in what God has done. He's proven already His love for you in the giving of His Son Jesus to save you.
但係你要對神去有信心，對神去將佢嘅兒子耶穌基督俾過你，去拯救你呢一件事上邊有信心。
And that's what verse 4 actually means.
又呢個係第四節真實嘅意思。
That's the reason why you don't necessarily have to have joy as you're waiting for the Lord.
有時我哋喺度等待神嘅時候，我哋未必喺等待神嘅過程有呢個嘅喜樂。
But I think you'd agree with me. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great if you had joy waiting for the Lord despite the bad circumstances?
你諗下就話，如果無論出邊嘅環境幾差嘅時候，如果你能夠帶住喜樂去等待神，係一件幾無比好嘅事咧。
And that's what this message is about. It's the only. How are you gonna get that? How are you gonna have that?
咁我點樣可以有呢一樣嘢咧
？What's the way to getting that joy?
我點樣可以得到呢一個喜樂咧
？Well, Jesus Christ in Luke 12 is telling a parable about a master who goes away on a trip.
咁喺呢個路加福音十二章裏邊，耶穌講咗一個比喻，講咗一個主人佢去咗遠行。
And in the story, the master leaves his servants behind.
佢留低曬佢啲仆人。
That means they don't go with him on the trip.
佢冇帶埋佢哋去。
And some of the servants are obedient and faithful because they're sure that their master is coming back.
咁有啲嘅仆人好好啊，佢哋咧好有耐性等待呢個主人嘅翻嚟。
But in the story that Jesus tells us in Luke 12, other servants are disobedient and unfaithful.
咁但係有啲嘅仆人佢哋冇呢個耐性，亦都對佢主人唔忠心。
They're ho-hum in their obedience because they think the master's not coming back.
佢諗話：，嘿，都係唔會翻嚟㗎啦，做乜都冇所謂啦。
That's Jesus' way of explaining Habakkuk 2:4.
咁呢個就係其實耶穌基督對於呢個哈巴谷書第二章第四節俾到一個嘅提醒我哋。
Jesus, God the Son, is saying, "I want my followers to wait for me."
耶穌對佢嘅門徒話：，我想我跟隨我嘅人好有耐性嘅去跟隨我。
Jesus saying, "I want my followers to wait on me."
我亦都想我跟隨我嘅人係隨時隨地嘅。去等候我。
When I say wait on me, because wait is not just wait and not do anything. Wait is also like a waiter and waitress serving.
咁我當到我用到呢個等候啊嘅時候，嘅意思唔單止淨係一個等，亦都好似做呢個嘅啊侍應生一樣去服侍啊呢、這個你嘅對象。
Jesus is the master. We serve him. We serve others.
耶穌基督係個主人，我哋嚟去服侍主。
Jesus says, "I want them to wait patiently. I want them to serve wholeheartedly."
我想佢哋全心全意嘅跟隨我，亦都去侍奉我。
I want them to live obediently because they're waiting for me.
因為佢哋等待我嘅時候，佢哋係完全嘅服從我。
And then, as you see on slide 3, Matthew 12:37 says Jesus completes the parable and he says this.
在路加福音十二章三十七节，神佢咁样讲。
Again, I have it on the screen there, slide 3. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. I tell you the truth. He will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them.
他说主人来了，看见仆人警醒，那仆人就有福了。我實在告訴你們，主人必叫他們坐席，自己束上帶，盡前侍候他們。
I'll unpack that. I'll explain that in a moment.
咁我會好快為你解釋。
But whenever Jesus says, "I tell you the truth," the King James, Old King James Version says, "Verily, verily." Whenever you see that, it's a solemn statement.
當你成日見到聖經話我實在告訴你們呢句説話嘅時候，即係話神。是一個很嚴肅的一個的提醒。
Jesus basically saying Amen, Amen.
咁即係話佢話阿門，阿門。
He's saying something solemn, something staggering.
係一樣好嚴肅嘅、好重要嘅一件事。
And Jesus saying at the end of time, I'm going to have all my people sit down at the table.
佢話去到末日嘅時候，所有跟隨我嘅人都會坐埋一齊喺度坐席。
And I'm going to gird my robe myself up and to wait on them.
而我自己会束上带去侍候佢哋。
And Jesus is using that word wait, Luke 12:37, using that word wait in a way of serving someone.
对这个等待这个字亦都有一个服侍的意思。
Again, don't miss the point. It's like a waiter and waitress.When a customer comes in the restaurant, they serve you, right? That's their job.
即係話你好似去到一個餐館，個侍應生去服侍你一樣。
And as you see on slide 4, waiting not only means waiting patiently.
等待唔單止話好有耐性咁去等。
It means to have a servant's heart and attitude towards God and others.
亦都話你對其他人有一個勞仆嘅心，亦都有一個嘅態度。去服侍其他人。
Now that word gird is a metaphor, and it comes back to us from Jesus' day in the first century.
咁呢個束上帶呢個字係一個嘅比喻。
And I'm sure you've heard about this before in other sermons. If you're going to do some intense action, you had to pick up your robe so you don't fall, because it's lengthy, right? You pick up the robe and put it in your belt so you don't trip.
即係話，好似等於話你就係本你要去做一啲好大嘅動作啊，或者有咩嘅時候你著住一件好長嘅衫，好唔方便你綁起佢去等你可以行動方便啲，亦都唔會去跣到。
Because as you know, if you're doing something strenuous, lifting up something heavy, put it on a top shelf, right? When you're doing something strenuous, moving quickly, lifting heavy items requires focus.
亦都即係一個意思，話你去做一啲好重要嘅事你自己準備你嘅心去專心去做成佢。
You know you can't be distracted like a mouse running around your kitchen floor, right? You can't be distracted. You have to focus.
當你去做一件事好專心嘅時候，就算有隻老鼠走過你都唔會理佢。
Because if you're concerned about falling, you can't focus on the intenseness of getting that heavy item up on that shelf.
如果唔係你一分心，你捧住一樣咁重嘅嘢，你點樣將佢擺喺個櫃上面呢？
It has a metaphor. Gird up. That meant to focus all your power on that one goal and one purpose.
所以當你講到話束上帶嘅時候，因為你好專心，要將一件要做好嘅事做好佢。
And Jesus is saying, I'm going to focus all my powers on you, your joy, your honor, your fulfillment, your happiness.
神佢话到我去束上带，我好 專心，我想你去得到呢一個嘅喜樂。
Again, look again, look carefully. Luke 12:37. That's what it's saying.
我好希望你去真係好小心睇下《路加福音》12:37。
Remember, other parts of the Bible clearly state that God is omnipotent, unlimited in power.
我哋喺其他嘅經文講到神有無限量嘅權力。
And Jesus is saying, Luke 12:37, I'm going to focus all my powers on making you, the believer, happy.
他说我在这段经文我很专心我束上带能够希望你得到你的喜乐。
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that. That's absolute, incredible, cosmic, infinite joy.
那你想象一下当神去服侍你的时候是一件多大的喜乐呢?
Do you see what Jesus is saying?
你看不到基督在耶稣基督说什么呢?
If you wait on me and on behalf of me to others,With a servant's heart, I will literally wait on you.
他说当你去好像一个仆人亦都很专心这样去等待我的时候我亦都会去专心去侍候你令到你得到你的喜乐。
I will gird myself, I will pick up that long robe and I will serve you.
我会束上带我会进前去侍候你。
Or put itBut another way, glorify my name with your life of servanthood and benefit for others for my honor, and I will glorify you.
他因为你的缘故令到我的名能够得到荣耀。
As you'll see on slide 5, Jesus Christ is going to gird and serve us who believe on him for the, on that future day when he comes back.
亦都在他将来回来的那一日神会这样做。
And we know...He's going to do that in the future because he did it in the past. He came for us.
因为在过去神为到我们曾经来到所以我们深信主将来再会再来。
We're entering the Christmas season soon, right? He left heaven above to come wrapped in human flesh. That's the Christian message. That's the Christmas message.
我们很快会庆祝这个圣诞节。圣诞节就讲到神去离开了天上的荣华、啊、披上这个肉身为到我们来到。
And he came for the purpose of what? Redeeming, saving the world.
他来这个世界的目的是什么呢?就是要救赎你和我。
And he came to restore those who trusted him and rescue this fallen place.
亦都为到那些是失丧的令他们得拯救。
Now I know a lot of you facing a lot of difficulties.
我知道在座很多人都面对不同的困难。
And certainly if we don't think we're entering a phase of evil times in this place, we certainly know about evil times in our very personal lives.
我们在无论面对这个世界在个人上面都有很多困难的时候。
And often we have trouble bearing up under the pressure, under the weight of those dismal circumstances.
而这一切也都像一个很沉重的压力。压在我们的上面。
But God will fill our hearts, he says, full of amazement, wonder, gratitude, joy, when we think of God and think of his son Jesus patiently waiting on us.
但当你去想到耶稣基督两道神、啊、很专注、啊、去为想我们得到这个喜乐的时候。
He's already served us. He went to the cross.
想到就是耶稣基督其实已经服侍了我们为我们走上了十架。
And you can do the same thing for him today.
亦都今日我们可以为神这样做。
You can handle evil times and become something beautiful so that he can be glorified.
我们可以无论今天面对什么困难我可以将这一切、啊、转化成为一些美好的事然后将令到神的名得到高举。
As you see on slide 6, the word glory is a very important word in the Holy Scriptures.
这个的荣耀在圣经是一个很重要的字。
It has a sense of importance, of brilliance. It has a sense of supreme importance.
那是一个很重要、一个很崇高的一个字。
And the word glory in Hebrew, Old Testament is written in Hebrew, of course. It has a sense of being weighty.
当你想到荣耀的时候是一个很有重量的一个字。
And so if something is glorious, it means it's of great importance. It's a great moment. It's weighty.
唔單止講到呢件事好重要嚇，亦都係一個好重嘅一樣嘢。
But it would be remiss to think glory only means importance, because it has multiple meanings.
因為榮耀呢個字唔單止係重要，仲有其他嘅目的。
If you look up in a lexicon of the Holy Scriptures, it also will give you that word glory a sense of brilliance, a sense of attractiveness.
亦都講到榮耀呢個字係講到話一個好光輝、好燦爛，亦都講到係好吸引人一個美麗。
It simply means beauty. I'm mesmerized by that beauty.
你會被呢個嘅佢嘅美麗去吸引過嚟。
And Jesus says in John 16 that the work of the Holy Spirit, this ministry of the Holy Spirit, is to what? Glorify Jesus in your heart.
在这个约翰福音三章十六节说，他就将神在你的内心里面去荣耀出来。
Jesus says that himself. He continues on speaking to his followers, and he says, my dear friends, you need this Holy Spirit ministry desperately.
你需要这个圣灵在你内心的活动去荣耀主。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why do the followers of Jesus need the Holy Spirit?
點解你跟隨神嘅時候需要呢個聖靈呢？
It's because what it means to glorify Jesus means not to just have you believe in him in some general way.
唔單止話你好好喺好多方面去跟隨神。
It's to have his importance, his weightiness, his beauty explode in your inner being.
但係最重要嘅話喺你嘅內裏邊，你係充滿住神去榮耀神。
And that explosion will change the way you think, feel, and live.
当这个圣灵在你的内心里面爆发出来的时候，影响到你看很多的事物，你怎么去想事？
Well, let me put another simple way. In slide 7, the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to take things you know with your head, abstract ideas, and make those things real to your heart, the core of your being.
咁我話到聖靈嘅工作就話喺你嘅頭腦上面無論係一支好好what you actually
taking ideas of truth and God's word and making it deep into you, the core of your being.
將一啲嘅諗法、一啲嘅思想喺你嘅內心裏面係。好有意思，亦都係真喺你嘅腦裏邊去留下咗呢個嘅印記。
Jonathan Edwards, arguably one of the greatest theologians of American history, puts it like this in one of his quotes: God is glorified not only by His glory being seen, but by its being rejoiced in. Then His glory is received by the whole soul, both by the understanding and by the heart.
佢讲到话神系被呢个荣耀唔单止系佢嘅光荣系俾呢个世界上面去见到，更加重要嘅系喺人嘅内心里边真系去明白，而系发自内心嘅发出呢个欢呼，所以睇到俾我哋睇到一样嘢就话系整个人系俾呢个神嘅荣耀去影响到。
I hope you see that this morning. It's very, very important.
我希望你今晨能够明白。
God is glorified not only by His glory being seen.
唔单止系我哋睇到嘅神嘅荣耀。
Right, He's holy, He's good, He's glorious. It's seen.
唔单止睇到神系荣美，神系圣洁。
It's another thing to rejoice.
但系最重要嘅就话，就系最重要话，我哋系咪一个发自内心去为到神去欢呼？去喜樂呢？
It's kind of like we visit the Grand Canyon. We know it's beautiful, but once we're there, its beauty captures us.
即係等於你去到呢個大峽谷，你見到大峽谷好靚，但係當呢個大峽谷嘅美去震撼你嘅心靈嘅時候，你就受到呢樣嘢嘅影響。
Don't use a metaphor, and I need to be careful with this metaphor so you don't misunderstand.
咁我好多時候覺得用呢個比喻要好小心，希望你唔會誤解咗。
The metaphor again is also used in the Bible. The metaphor of the Holy Spirit is to get you to fall in love with Jesus.
當我用呢個比喻嘅時候，就希望你能夠更加嘅去與神去親密。
Now the reason I feel some trepidation in using this metaphor is because of contemporary Christian music.
好多時候我諗到一樣嘢，就話現代嘅基督徒嘅音樂。
Now I on occasion do listen to Christian contemporary music. In fact, in the car, my family and I, when we came over here, we had Caleb on.
咁我揸車嚟嘅時候，我係開住嗰個基督教嘅嗰個嘅頻道。
But the danger of listening just Christian contemporary music is it's designed to make one feel good.
好多時候現代嘅基督徒嘅音樂令你覺得好聽咗之後好舒服。
Because it's often touchy feely kind of music.
咁好多時候今日嘅音樂都去觸摸到你嘅心靈。
And it alludes to the believer's love relationship with Jesus.
咁亦都好似會影響到你同神之間嘅關係。
And the reason I caution you is because sometimes feelings can be manipulated.
咁但好多時候影響到你嘅情緒好多時候對你可能都會有其他嘅影響。
God's love is not just touchy-feely for us.
好多時候當你好似感覺得好好嘅時候。
God's love for us in the Holy Scriptures is based on God being our spouse. He says that's a metaphor. Spouse, friend. Jesus is our spouse. Jesus is our friend. Commitment.
咁但係當我哋講到喺聖經裏面講到我哋同神嘅關係嘅時候，我哋話我哋同神好似係一個嘅夫婦，係一個朋友。
Of course, your heart should be touched by God's loving relationship with you. Of course, there is an aspect of an emotional love, right?
咁當然即係要有呢個嘅關係喺度。
For example, when you're in love with somebody, you know, when you describe, you use personal pronouns, right?
咁當你同一個人相愛嘅時候，好多時候咧，即係好多嘢變成好個人性。
And suppose you're in love with someone for a lengthy time.
咁如果你同一個人係相愛咗一段好長嘅時間。
And suppose in the illustration you go to a movie or you watch a movie at home streaming, but your loved one isn't present. You're watching on your own.
咁假設話你屋企係睇緊電影你一個人睇嘅時候。
But when you're in love, you watch the movie by yourself, you immediately think, what would she think? What would she not like? It just automatically happens.
咁但係當你如果你自己一個人喺度睇緊呢個電影而你所愛嘅人唔係同你一齊嘅時候，你睇到每一個情節，你會諗到我中意嗰個人，佢會點睇呢一樣嘢咧？佢對呢一幕嘅會有咩反應咧？
Yeah, I use a personal pronouns here to describe the illustration. She would love this, or she would laugh at this. I know it.
佢會好中意呢一幕，或者佢會唔中意呢一樣嘢。
And do you know why that would be in you when you think about that?
咁你有諗過點解你會咁樣諗咧？
Well, there's an academic discipline called the sociology of knowledge.
咁喺呢個嘅社會學上就話你去承認呢一樣嘢。
Yes.Some of you majored in sociology. You know about the social sciences.
咁可能你對於呢個嘅社會學好認識。
And the idea that they've come up is the idea is one that you admire and love has a tendency to get into you.
咁好多時候呢個世界所講嘅現代嘅愛情觀可能會入咗你嘅腦海裏邊。
And that is because you're in tune. You know, you're in tune with them. So that person's loves and hates in the world, their worldview, their beliefs tend to be.
咁你所愛嘅人佢嘅喜好會對你有一定嘅影響。
Somehow their thoughts penetrate your thoughts.
佢嘅諗法亦都會影響到你嘅諗法。
And they get into you, and you take them everywhere.
咁你會將你嘅諗法周圍咧你去到邊度都會帶埋呢樣嘢一齊去。
Simply put, your loved one's thinking process is now part of you.
咁你所愛嘅人，佢嘅諗嘢方法，亦都會影響到你諗嘢嘅方法。
And she doesn't have to be present all the time to know how you know she would respond.
就算呢個人唔喺你嘅身邊但係你嘅諗嘢都會受佢嘅影響。
When you fall in love with somebody, you see the facts about them, but you find those facts beautiful.
咁你會去睇呢一切嘅嘢。
See, that's the difference.
呢個就係個唔同。
As you see in slide 8, what does it mean then to have the Holy Spirit glorify Jesus for you?
咁呢個就係咩叫做耶穌基督係呢個聖靈 去榮耀耶穌基督嘅原因嘅意思。
Well, so everybody said it's not just to see who he is, but it's to rejoice in him.
唔單止你去見到呢個基督，但你去為到呢個基督而去歡呼。
It's to find it so attractive that your heart goes out to him.
因為當你見到呢樣嘢係咁吸引你嘅時候，你成個心都會彈咗出去。
That's what love does, right? Everything about him actually begins to inform the way in which you do everything.
因為一切關於佢嘅嘢，又會去話俾你聽啊，你會點樣樣去做每一樣嘅嘢。
Suppose you get criticized. Suppose somebody slanders you. Does you bad on social media?
假設有個人係嘲笑你，去喺呢個嘅去辱罵你。
And it hurts your reputation, and you can't let go. You can't get by that. It's inside you, and you're just so bitter against that person.
咁嗰個人去影響到你嘅聲譽啊，令到你好似咧一直為呢件事去耿耿於懷。
What's going on? What's going on inside you?
咁究竟喺你嘅內心裏邊有咩事情發生咧
？Well, it's the opinion and approval of others.That's more glorious to you, more beautiful, more attractive than anything else, than the opinion of Jesus.
咁即係話俾你聽，有一樣嘢就話，其實你對於人哋點樣睇你，對於人哋能唔能夠去approve 你，重要過神點樣樣去睇你。
Or their opinion of you is more life-giving to you than Jesus.
亦都話呢啲人佢哋點樣去睇你講你嘅説話，對你嘅影響比神對你嘅影響更加大。
And that's one of many things that bother us when we don't have this glorious Jesus and His love illuminate us.
亦話其實你冇呢個神嘅愛喺你嘅內心裏邊去照耀你。
Just give a few others you're overworking.Or you hate the way you look or appear before others, or you're bitter because someone has wronged you and you can't shake it. You can't leave it alone.
咁譬如無論你對於你嘅外貌或者人哋對於人哋睇好多嘅嘢，你好似對於人哋對你嘅睇法，你唔能夠去揮去嘅時候。
And in every one of those cases, you know what's happening? Jesus Christ is just an idea to you. It's just an idea. That's it.
只係一啲唔同嘅睇法。
The approval and opinion of others is more real to your heart than, and more life-giving to your heart, and more attractive to your heart than Jesus. That's what's happening.
即係話其他嘅人點去睇你，對你嘅評價比耶穌基督對你嘅影響係更加大。
Jesus is an abstraction. He's in the suburbs. He's not in the center city of your life.
即係話其實耶穌基督對你嚟講，好似係一個郊區對你咁大嘅影響啫。
And the job of the Holy Spirit is to make him a reality to you.
而呢個聖靈嘅目的就係想神喺你嘅內心係活活咁實現出嚟。
And to the degree that he's doing that, you'll be able to get past your addictions, your foibles.
而聖靈另一個目的就是令你不再受到這些東西的影響，亦都從你一些的上癮的事上面去走出來。
You'll even get past the criticism and the bitterness that holds you to it.
亦都無論人家對你有什麼的批評，或者你在個人你內心裡面有什麼的苦毒，亦都會走了過去。
Let me give you an example right from the Bible. The Apostle Paul sees the racism of Peter in the book of Acts.
在这个圣经里面，当这个使徒保罗见到这个的彼得，他的种族的歧视。
And how does Paul address that problem of racism that Peter is displaying?
咁当保罗见到彼得有这个种族歧视的问题的时候，
Well,
他的反應是怎樣？
In fact, you know, when Paul, he doesn't say to Peter, you're breaking the no racism rule, Peter, stop it.
他不是跟這個彼得說，你破了戒了，你不應該這樣的。
Right, he could do that, right? Because there are places in the Bible that talk about that, right?
那你說，聖經不是這樣說的吧。
Instead, the Apostle Paul says, You're forgetting, Peter. You're forgetting the gospel that you're a sinner saved by sheer grace, by the grace of Jesus. You're forgetting that.
他跟他说, 你忘记了这个福音, 你忘记了福音告诉你, 你也是一个罪人。
So how, Peter, do you feel superior to anybody?
为什么你会觉得你比其他人好呢?
We see the Apostle Paul talking to the crowds of people in Corinthians, in the Corinth church, right? The Corinthian Christians in Scripture. What is he saying?
这个就是在这个哥林多教会里面, 保罗对着众人对彼得讲的说话。
In one of his letters to the Corinthians, Paul challenges the crowd, challenges the Christians, says, I want you to give more money to the Lord. I want you to give your money away that you have right now.
保罗去挑战当地教会的人，他说我想你比更加多的奉献去支持这个教会。
He doesn't say to them, he doesn't challenge them and say, well, don't forget that the Bible says to tithe.
他没有说你不要忘记了，圣经提过你的。
He could say that.
他可以这么说。
He doesn't though. Instead, what does he do? What does he say in the Corinthian letters?
那究竟保罗在他的书信里面究竟怎么说呢?
You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, then look at what he's done for you. He was rich, but he came poor for you.
他说你知道主耶稣基督对你的恩典，亦都知道他为我们所作的是什么。他原本是富有，但为我们变成贫穷。
The Apostle Paul again, I give you another example. He speaks to husbands in Ephesians chapter 5, right?
他也在这个以弗所书第五章里面对很多的丈夫这样讲。
Again, if you know anything about that society back then, you'll know that husbands in that pagan society, first century, again, ancient Near East, husbands in that pagan society married based on status.
在当时的教会里面，很多人的婚姻是他的对象，是基于对方的身份，他的地位。
I guess in some ways, nothing's changed, right? And that would marry a woman for prestige and show.
很多时候他们去结婚是为了他们得到了一些什么的东西。
Paul speaks to husbands in Ephesians 5, he says, and it's in the context there, and you know, in the first century back then, the husbands would get intimacy, pleasure, fun somewhere else, not in marriage.
而他们会在其他地方去找他们喜欢的对象。
And Paul addresses this problem. And how does he address that problem?
当保罗去面对这个问题的时候，他怎么说呢?
He says, you've got to cherish your spouse. You've got to be faithful to your spouse. He doesn't go to the Ten Commandments to say that. He could.
保罗没有去引用这个十诫去教训他们。
Right? He could say, go to that commandment. Thou shalt not commit adultery.
他不是在十诫里面说你不可犯奸淫。
He doesn't do that, right? If you know about Ephesians chapter 5, he doesn't do that.
他没有这样做。
He says, you know that Jesus Christ is your spouse. And he sacrificed for us.
他说耶稣基督就是我们的配偶，耶稣基督为到我们去牺牲。
So with all that being said, what's he saying?
那究竟在说什么呢?
What is Paul doing?
那究竟保罗在做什么呢?
In every instance, in every case, he's saying something about the beauty of what Jesus has done.
在每一个情况里面，他告诉我们，究竟神为我们做什么，而他为我们做的事是一件何等美丽的事。
He's talking about the power of Jesus Christ and actually waiting for the Holy Spirit to glorify Jesus in the hearts of his listeners.
他说在他的跟随者，他们的内心里面，他讲到神为我们做的什么，也都讲到神为我们做的每一件事，在我们内心里面是一个有多重的一个意义。
And Paul knows that the only way you're going to become more generous, the only way you're going to be more loving to your spouse, the only way you're going to be more faithful, the only way you're going to get over your racism is what? The gospel.
佢話：如果你要去勝過你自己，你要對你嘅配更加愛你嘅配偶。如果當你要去勝過你內心裏邊嘅種族嘅歧視，你唯有做嘅一樣嘢就係倚靠呢個福音。
But it's not just known gospel in a general way。
唔係淨話好簡簡單單、好普通嘅知道呢個福音講啲咩嘢。
It's having the Holy Spirit implant the gospel into your heart, and you know.
而你需要呢個聖靈幫助你去將呢個福音印喺你嘅心板上邊。
That's the main thing that changes you.
呢個唯有係會改變你嘅方法。
Is that happening to you?
今日係咪喺你身上發生緊咧？
Do you know the difference between just believing in Jesus in some general way and the ministry of the Holy Spirit glorifying Jesus on your heart? Do you know anything about that?
你知唔知道其實有兩樣嘢，一個就係話你只係好信神，知道有神，同埋你真係將神帶入你嘅內心裏邊，你從心底嘅信靠佢咧。
Maybe you're very worried today。
或者今日係。
Maybe you feel God is absent. He's like abstract. He's far away from me。
或者今日你信嘅神好似離你好遠。
You might be getting absolutely nothing out of your Christian walk with the Lord at all during the last few weeks.
或者好似過去幾個星期你同神嘅同行，好似咩嘢都冇。
And you may be scratching your head and be terribly confused of what's going on.
咁有時會拗下頭話啊，究竟有咩事發生咧
？And on top of that, you're experiencing disappointment after disappointment after disappointment in your life.
好似你嘅生命上面有太多嘅失望。
And you're getting none of your prayers answered.
好似你祈親禱都冇反應。
You can't leave your post. You understand that?You can't leave your post. That's what God says. You must obey Him.
神話俾我哋聽，我哋唔可以離開嗰個守望台，我哋唔可以唔繼續去等佢。
And do you know why that's so? You can't leave your post.
點解你唔可以離開呢個嘅守望台咧
？It's just waiting in English doesn't mean just waiting around.
當等候呢個字英文唔係淨係解話等嘅意思。
As I mentioned earlier, to wait means to serve.
等亦都係一個服侍嘅意思喺裏邊。
You wait on customers if you're the waiter or waitress in a restaurant because they come in and they pay their good hard-earned money to eat and that's your job is to wait on them。
咁你等啦，就好似一個侍應生，人哋入到呢個嘅餐館，你去啊去服侍佢啊，人哋食完咗啊，去俾 tips 你。
And one of the things waiting on the Lord means is even when you don't feel like it, you still do your Christian duty.
就算你今日覺得你唔想去做嘅時候，你都努力做好你基督徒嘅本分。
So what does that mean?
咁係咩意思咧
？On the one hand, when God seems absent and times are evil, difficult, disappointing, don't just stop doing the things you're supposed to do.
唔係淨係去做你想你覺得你應該要去做嘅嘢。
Some people just stop worshiping.
你唔可以話停止去敬拜神。
They stop praying. They stop reading the scriptures.
不可以去停止去祈祷，停止去睇呢个圣经。
They stop going to small group meeting, or if they go to small group meeting, they go not as a, with a servant's heart. They just go for just sake of going.
好多时候，就算你几唔想啊，继续去参加你嘅小组，继续去呢个查经。
No, you go. Why? You go to serve.
你去参加嘅时候，咪净系去，而你去服侍人。
You don't go to consume.
你唔係去嗰度去攞一啲嘢翻嚟。
That's totally contrary to the Holy Scriptures, right?
呢個同聖經所講嘅唔同。
You have a servant's heart. You're not filled with self-pity. You have a servant's heart.
你唔需要去苦讀，因為我哋有住一個服侍神嘅一個仆人嘅心。
Now there are many references in the Old Testament to army and warfare concerning Christian life.
佢喺舊約聖經裏邊啊，講到好多啊基督徒嘅啊生活上邊會去面對好多嘅困難，好似打仗一樣。
In fact, all over the Old Testament, that theme is there. You know, first the army of Israel, the army of Israel's enemies.
我講到話啊，好多唔同嘅戰爭。
And the Israelites were no more belligerent or argumentative than the peoples who came before or after them.
咁呢個其實以色列人好似之前之後嘅人，好多時候同神都好多嘅拗撬。
But God wanted to introduce new concepts of love and justice into the world through His people.
咁但係神想利用佢嘅子民，將呢一個新嘅概念啊，去帶嚟呢個世界。
But it was necessary for them to survive in order to do that, right?
咁佢哋要能夠咁樣做第一件事，佢哋要喺啊，佢哋要生存落嚟。
So God did not take them out of the world, a world where resources were scarce and life precarious, right?
所以神唔係淨係將佢從呢個世界上邊去攞出嚟。
But what God did is He helped them fight for survival amongst the brutal and those who are grasping for power.
咁所以神去幫助佢哋，幫助呢啲以色列人去為到佢嘅生存。
Yet through the prophet Isaiah, God gave his people the vision of a day when the art of warfare would be forgotten.
咁透過呢個以賽亞，神俾到佢嘅子民一個嘅異象，喺呢個異象裏邊話，將來唔會再有爭戰。
But that warfare analogy is used right in the Bible throughout, even in New Testament. Again, it refers to the Christians' struggle with Satan.With their sinful nature, right? Anything that opposes the glory of God.
佢話：我哋呢個嘅爭戰係一個屬靈嘅爭戰，同呢個撒旦嘅爭戰。
And it's obvious Christians are called to pick up their cross and to do battle, to fight the good fight, right, of the faith.
佢話：基督徒要去背起呢個十架，去打呢一個嘅仗。
To do battle with your sinful nature,
同你嘅罪性去爭戰。
And that analogy is used by Habakkuk.
咁就佢話同樣對於呢個哈巴谷嚟講都係一樣。
Right, picture the court martial of the century, the watchman, the military guard who left their post. Right, that's their duty to watch. Right, and they left the post.
你想象一下，本來喺呢個城樓上邊係呢個嘅呢個要提醒人，提醒有戰爭、有侵略者嘅人。佢離開咗佢嘅位置。
And because it's in the military, there's a military judge, right? You've left your post, you got to face the judge.
咁如果你係一個嘅士兵，離開咗你嘅城樓，咁你會受審判。
And the judge says to you, "What do you have to say for yourself, leaving the post?"
咁呢個軍事嘅法庭會問你點解要離開你嘅位置咧
？And the watchman soldier says, "I wasn't getting anything out of it. You know, I wasn't getting anything out of it, so I left."I left the watchtower.
佢話：我喺度等下等下都冇嘢好等嘅，我咪走咯。
Let me ask you: Will the military judge say, "Oh well, you know, let's case dismissed. You know, you're sorry, so we'll let it go"?
咁呢個軍事法庭嘅法官話：哦，係咁啊，咁啊算咯。
No.
會唔會就咁算咧
？That right? She's not going to do that.
佢唔會咁樣做。
What if you're getting nothing out of your duties that soldiers are commanded to do?
咁如果一個嘅士兵覺得喺佢嘅職責上邊攞唔到啲咩嘢嘅時候
，As a good soldier, you just stop doing your duty.
咁係咪就咁停咗佢咧
？Someone wrote John Newton, who has his letters preserved through history. John Newton's a famous pastor, not only a famous hymn writer.
咁呢個牛頓佢曾經講過咁嘅説話。
And one Christian wrote to him, he said,Pastor John, I'm not getting anything out of my prayers.
佢話：我每日去祈禱，但好似我都攞唔到啲咩嘢。
You know what John Newton wrote back to that person? What he replied?
有人同佢講話：每日祈禱都好似攞唔到啲咩嘢嘅時候，咁牛頓佢點樣講咧
？Quote: I can tell you, you're going to get nothing out of not praying. If you get nothing from trying every if you get nothing from trying every day to go to the throne of grace, I can absolutely assure you, you'll get nothing by staying away from the throne of grace.
佢話：如果你唔祈禱嘅時候啊，你更加咩嘢都攞唔到啊。
Right? You just keep it up. You gotta keep praying.
佢話：你要繼續嘅祈禱咯。
That's waiting on the Lord. Being obedient doesn't mean doing the things you should do, not just failing to do the things you should do.
佢話：你要繼續咁樣做，唔單止嚇係咁，你都要繼續咁去做。
And it also means not trying to do some things that you know you should do.
唔係做一啲好似覺得你唔應該去做嘅嘢。
You know, when you're weary, when you're disappointed, when you're empty, you don't know why God's not answering you. It's very, very easy to fall into temptation, to fall into sin.
很多時候，當你好失望，當你好疲累嘅時候，可能你對於做呢一切嘅嘢啊，你覺得咧好冇心機，咁有個試探就話啊，不如我唔好做啦。
You know that. You know that when we have a really bad day, right? You just want to feel good.
很多時候，當你嗰日好攰嘅時候啊，你就好想坐低去唞下。
And that's when Satan knows. He knows. And so he'll tempt you. He'll tempt you to do something that's against God's will.
咁呢個撒旦就會去試探你，去做一啲嘢神唔喜悅嘅。
Maybe you'll drink too much.
或者你飲得太多。
Maybe you'll dabble in a lifestyle unbecoming of a Christian.
或者你今日過緊一個其實同基督徒啊所講一個相反嘅生活。
Maybe you overeat. Maybe you cheat. Maybe you lie. Maybe you'll have sex outside of marriage.
咁無論今日可能你係啊。食得太多或者你去做其他嘅嘢，甚至係有呢個外遇。
Maybe you just spend all your money on just yourself。
或者你仲係用好多嘅錢喺你自己身上。
Because you just want to feel good。
因為你淨係想覺得生活自己過得開心啲。
And so you just leave your post. You don't really care. You don't care. I just want to feel good。
所以你去離開你嘅城樓。仍係想去過一啲開心嘅生活。
If you're a Christian, what happens then later when you do that?
咁之後會有咩事發生呢？
You might feel good for a while, but later on the Holy Spirit works, right? And you feel pretty bad.
咁但係當呢個聖靈真係嚟到嘅時候，你又為到你咁樣過生活唔開心。
That's why God through Habakkuk is imploring you, wait, wait on the Lord.
所以神透過呢個哈巴谷。去提醒你，你要去等待神。
No matter that you see high inflation and the price of food and energy and a fuel skyrocketing.
無論今日有點樣樣嘅通貨膨脹，無論今日呢個食物呢個嘅燃料係有幾昂貴。
Doesn't matter that you're concerned that there's a threat of nuclear war.
無論今日你又擔心緊會唔會有呢個核子嘅戰爭。
No matter how evil times are, you're in the Lord's army, right?
無論今日呢個世界有幾壞。
You do what you're supposed to do. You don't leave your post.
你去做你應該做嘅嘢，你唔會離開呢個嘅城樓。
You put one foot in front of the other and walk by faith.
你憑信去行你前面嘅路。
You trust and obey the Lord.
你信靠信服主。
You know, on the night that before Jesus died,
在耶穌被賣嘅嗰夜
，Jesus girded up his robe, his loins, right, washed the feet of his disciples.
佢束上腰，佢去為到每一個門徒去洗腳。
And you remember that passage?
你記唔記得嗰一個嘅嗰段經文咧？
啲disciples were startled. They're shocked. Why are you doing this, Lord? Why?
啲門徒話：點解要無端端同我洗腳啊
？What a servile thing to do! You're waiting on us as a servant. You're washing our feet, our dirty feet. The streets are filthy. It's all dirt out there.
主啊，我哋嘅腳係幾污穢，點解你會反轉嚟服侍我咧
？Well.You know what Jesus was saying to them by action.
你就睇到咗耶穌基督用呢個行動去代替佢嘅説話。
You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm going to the cross tomorrow. I'm going to die for you.
佢話：你都未真係見到我為你做嘅嘢，我明日就為你嘅緣故走上呢個十架。
I'm going to wait.On you by going to the cross.
我去服侍你，所以我為你走上呢個十架。
Do you want to see patience, my friends?
你想唔想明白咩叫做好有耐性嘅等候神呢
？Jesus Christ shows you that going to the cross, taking the holy wrath of God upon himself.
所以睇到神去做到嘅，就去走上十架，去承受咗神聖潔嘅憤怒。
He didn't deserve it. He was sinless. It's your sins that he's paying for there.
佢係一個無罪，但佢為到我嘅罪去付上呢個代價。
And he drank the dregs of that cup to the end.
而去為到我哋飲咗嗰個苦杯。
He took it to the end, all the hardship to the end.
佢為我哋去承受咗所有嘅苦痛。
He shows us how to wait on someone.
呢啲就叫做真正嘅服侍人。
So can't you do something like that now for him because he did that for you?
既然主為咗我哋做到啦，你可唔可以今日亦都學效主嘅榜樣咧？
The only way you can have a servant's heart is to know about that deep in your own heart.
你點樣可以有一個奴仆嘅心，就要學習神呢個奴仆嘅心。
And then,
於是
in some way, you'll be able to resemble this waiting on the Lord.
讓我哋好少能夠學習神嘅榜樣。
Father, we ask for your blessing now to seal these truths into our hearts.
主啊，我哋都去祈禱，將呢啲嘅説話印喺我哋嘅心裏邊。
Lord, we thank you for the richness of your word.
我哋感謝你話語嘅豐富。
And we know, Lord, that the Holy Spirit uses the power of your word to change lives.
我哋祈禱你嘅話語嘅能力去改變我哋。
It seals God's gospel into our being.
求主你嘅福音进入我哋嘅内心。
Lord, help us not to delay, but to ask that you would do that in our own lives.
喺我哋嘅身上去行呢一啲嘅奇事。
Despite the dismal circumstances, personally in our lives or around our societies.
无论喺我哋嘅身处嘅社会，喺我哋内心嘅上边。
Lord, this holiday season, help us to see glimmers of that hope.
在这个假日的日子，让我们看到了神你的盼望。
And may we be encouraged then to wait on the Lord.
让我们能够去晓得去服侍主。
And we ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我们一切奉主耶稣基督名求。